The video game industry is getting people accustomed to seeing things that will be in the tribulation. In the tribulation, the world is going to be filled with violence. The more our minds are exposed to violence and killing, the less that it will bother us. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. In the days of Noah before the flood, the earth was wicked and full of violence." This is one of the reasons why God destroyed the earth. The earth was full of perversion and abominations in the sight of God. In Genesis 6 and verse 11 it says, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence." In the time of Jacob's trouble, and what many call the tribulation, it is said to be like it was when Noah was here. Matthew 24:37 says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." No doubt about it, this earth is filled with violence. People eat, sleep, and breathe violence. Violence is seen as entertainment. The video game industry is desensitizing the minds to really gory and bloody violence. There are games like Call of Duty where the average player spends all day long doing nothing but killing. A lot of people have no life, they have no job, they're, like Paul said, working not at all. And they just sit around and take pride in where they rank on some game leaderboards or how many kills they have racked up at each game, at the end of each game. And people are being accustomed to seeing people killed right now because in the tribulation the devil is going to be behind the killing of millions of God's people. And if he can get you desensitized to killing now, it will be easier for him to get you to kill later. Revelation 6 and verse 11 says, "And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." So people are going to be killed in the tribulation. And Christians should stay away from games like Ghost Recon, Homefront Revolution, Rainbow Six Siege, Frontline Commando, Mass Effect Andromeda, and any game where killing is involved. The main thing an unsaved person should do is get saved. But after you're saved, you should get rid of this stuff. You should put away childish things. This stuff is childish and stupid. Video games show how the love of many shall wax cold. When Jesus was describing the worst time the world has ever seen, he says in Matthew 24:12, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And that's directed towards the tribulation, but you can see where we're already headed towards that way. And video games is a reason for that. People don't value life like they used to. In the real world, you don't have multiple lives like you do in these games. And in these open-world games like Grand Theft Auto, True Crime, Saints Row, and others, you can go around and rob people, kill people, buy prostitutes, rob banks, run people over, violently torture people, and so on. This makes people who play these games see life as less valuable, and their love will wax cold. People have become lovers of their own self. They don't care about nobody else. They don't care about God or the Bible. 2 Timothy 3 1 through 2 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And all men are seeking their own and not the things that be of Jesus." They only care about their self, and video games is another main reason for that. But the days are evil, as it says in Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because of the days are evil. And pretty much all of these video games are wicked as hell, and you can pretty much say all games are wicked because people get addicted to games, even ones like Angry Birds and Candy Crush, and they can't even name half the books of the Bible. And this breaks the command in Scripture, as I just read in Ephesians 5:16, to redeem the time. It also breaks another command. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." You're spending all these times playing games when you could just study. And I'm talking to saved people here, because the main thing a lost person should do is get saved. But there's a lot of Christian playing these video games too, and they need to study and redeem the time. And when you play these open world and role-playing games, you are taking pleasure in watching the character on the screen do the sins that your wicked heart desires to do. Romans 1:29-32 says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and merciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So when you play these games, you're having pleasure in seeing the character on the screen do those wicked things. Like I said before, Jesus said the tribulation will be as it were in the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, people had a wicked thought life. Genesis 6:5 says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you go around thinking about murder, fornication, and adultery, you will end up committing murder, fornication, and adultery. Psalms 101:3 says, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And you can't think on those things playing these games that you're playing. Another way the video game industry shows the signs of the times is that they are full of transhumanist propaganda. The transhumanist movement is straight from Satan. These people want to be their own God and get an everlasting body without trusting in Jesus Christ and his shed blood to get a future glorified body. Games like Deus Ex and Call of Duty Black Ops 3 are getting people used to seeing this type of thing. These transhumanists are forgetting what Hebrews 9:27 says. And as it is appointed unto man, once to die, but after this the judgment. They may want to live forever now, but in the tribulation they will desire to die. The saying, I wish I was dead, really becomes a reality in the tribulation. Revelation 9:6 says, and in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. The video game industry shows the devilish creatures that will wreak havoc during the tribulation. The game Gears of War is full of blood and gore, and the main enemies are locusts that come out of holes in the ground. This was stolen from Revelation 9. I don't know if they knew about this or the devil just put it in their brain. But it says, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. The video game industry also shows a death obsession. This is because people are obsessed with death. As said before in Revelation 9:6, they will desire to die. A sign of devil possession is a death obsession, just like the maniac of Gadara in Mark 5:5, who spent most of his time in the tombs. Mark 5:5 says, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. This is why the Gears of War logo is a picture of a skull. Games like Dead Island, Resident Evil, No More Room in Hell, Left 4 Dead, The Walking Dead, and so on are so popular. It's because people are obsessed with death. They don't know when they are playing these games that this has happened before in history. After Jesus was crucified and rose again, many of the Old Testament saints got out of the graves and walked around. Hollywood and the video game industry can't get away from the Bible. Matthew 27:50-52 says, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. The people who are called up from hell to the great white throne judgment are dead, but yet walking. This is where you get the saying, walking dead. The video game industry shows this world's love for shedding blood. The Bible says in Proverbs that God hates the shedding of innocent blood. Proverbs 6:16-17 says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." In the time of Jacob's trouble, the Antichrist and the great whore will shed the blood of God's people. Revelation 16:6 says, "For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." Revelation 17:6 says, "And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration." So God avenges their blood. Revelation 6:10 says, "And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" All the blood and gore in these games is getting people desensitized to seeing blood and gore. People love blood and want more and more blood and gore in the video games. Since they want blood, this is what God gives them at the second advent. Revelation 6:12 says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood." Revelation 8:7 says, "The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood." Revelation 8:8 says, "And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood." Revelation 11:6 says, "These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will." Revelation 14:20 says, "And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs." Revelation 16:3 says, "And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea." Revelation 16:4 says, "And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood." The Bible is a bloody book. People want blood, and that's what God is going to give them at the second advent. Except they're not going to like it very much then. And the only good blood in the Bible is the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the only way we can be saved, is to come to Jesus Christ as a guilty sinner and put our trust on Him and His shed blood that He shed for us on the cross. Revelation 1:5 says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." 1 Peter 1:19 says, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin." Hebrews 13:12 says, "Wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood." Hebrews 9:12 says, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Colossians 1:14 says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Colossians 1:20 says, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross." Ephesians 1:7 says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." Romans 3:25, "Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God." Romans 5:9 says, "Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." So you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God in the flesh. He came down and shed His precious blood for your sins. If you will put your trust on Him and His shed blood to save you, then you will be saved. If you don't get the blood of Jesus applied to you, then you will burn forever in hell. Jesus Christ will save anyone. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Jesus is the crucified, buried, and risen Savior who says in John 6:37, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Paul gives us the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15:1. It says, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So if you want to be saved, all you do is come to Jesus Christ as a guilty sinner. Believe on him and his precious blood to save you and get you to heaven, and you're saved by grace through faith without works.